Yeah, I think it was a difficult game in difficult conditions. Obviously, the weather made, you know, sort of playing the game the way that we wanted to highly unlikely. But obviously, both teams had to deal with those conditions. You know, we fully understand that what we've been praising the lads about over the last X amount of weeks is the fact that we've been able to find ways of winning games when conditions aren't favourable. I think today was maybe a game too far for some of our lads. We've had, you know, quite a considerable amount of, you know, senior players missing over the last couple of months. And the lads that have stepped in have done absolutely superb. They've been, you know, really, really good for us. I think today there was a couple of our players underperformed, which is, you know, it happens in games, but it was disappointing it happened today. But also, we were fully aware. You've got to give Port Maddock credit. You know, when I saw the result last week against Gresford and they'd lost 7-1, and knowing, you know, what Paps is like, he'd have tried to have got them back up for it. And there's no better way of them answering some of the critics from last week than coming to play the league leaders away from home and getting a result against us. So you look at on paper the players that Port Maddock have got, you know, Kai Jones, Sean Kavanagh, Josh Davis, Jamie McDade, you know, Idian Price. They've got lots of good players that we fully respected. And we knew that if they were at their game, then they, you know, would cause any team in our league problems. You know, I think they're in a false position, and I'm sure once they get it starts to click for them, they'll start to climb the table. So we were fully appreciated how difficult today's game was going to be, and we probably, you know, at the end of the day, they've had three shots or four shots on target and have scored two, and we thought we were a bit wasteful with the chances that we created in the first half to put the game to bed. But we didn't take our chances. We were disappointed with the goals that we gave away, but that's football. You know, we dust ourselves down. We've got a really big period of the season coming now, important period of the season coming now, and it's important we get back on the training pitch on Tuesday and Thursday, and we make sure we put that right next week against Bangor away.